The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Menachas Daf Zayin, we discussed in the previous shiur different ways of understanding the rationale, the machlokes between the Chachomim and Ben Beseru, is the understanding of what happens when a posel is koimitz mincha, is the pshat, that he just fixes the koimitz for shirayim, and that's why it can't be redone according to the Chachom. Maybe Ben Beseru argues on that. Or we'll say that there's a pasulos that's created. We saw svara that pasulos is lechayim by only the ones that are posel. A yad smoil is not posel per se. If we'll say that the reason why you can't go back and do the kmitza again is because the karma was posel al yedei the ma'isa kmitza of a psul. So what's pshat? They hold that way. But why is it true that Kometz B'smolach is no psul? You'll have to say the Gemara defines that in the Koyin, what's Neskadish B'yad HaKoyin, that should be a Kli La'avoido, is B'yad Yamin, B'yad Smol, somewhat similar to the Devazor. That's the way you'll have to say. L'maisa, this idea itself of just Hedar Kashrus, of the Maisa Avoido not having validity, as opposed to a psul that passels the Korban, is the Raider we discussed in the beginning of the second parak of Zvachim, the Raider of Kivega. Reb Kivega wants to know why the Gemara has to learn out that a Zor passels Avoido, Boifenez Mechalel Avoido, L'chor Tefuklei, that if the Torah commands a Zor not to be Nikaral Amazbech, to serve, not to do Avoido, if that's true, then the Ovid Lai Mahani, anything the Torah doesn't want a person to do, is not Chal, the Avoido is not Chal, it's possible because of that. And the Reb Kivega says that the Nafkamini is that if it's not Chal, so go back and do another Maes Avoido. Mashen came, the Zor did a Maeses Rika, go back and do another Maeses Rika. However, if we say there's Mechal Lavoidus, he already passels up. If he passels, so then a kosher, a coin that is, cannot go back and do the Avoidus again. The place that we discussed this Svara, and these Svaras, this whole idea, was in the beginning of the second Perek, like we just said, in the context of the Psul Zor. And we discuss this also in the context of the sugya of Hilocha Shaloi Beregel, that Hilocha Shaloi Beregel is a Mashailo, whether Hilocha Shaloi Beregel, which is not a good Maase Hilocha. We pass in Kuin to Chachomim, the second bag of Zvachim, you need Hilocha, Hilocha cannot be dispensed with, even if you stand next to Mizbech, there needs to be a Seder Avoida for Avoida, this is Koil Hilocha. Hilocha has to be done, it's part of the Seder Avoida. It's not just a utilitarian way of getting from point A to point B, it's a chelik of the Seder Avoida that has to be done. What happens if he did Shalai Beregel? He was Melech to Kli, be a dime without taking a step forward towards the Mizbech. It's not Halacha. Halacha Shabbat Halacha. Can you redo it? Can you not redo it? We discussed those types of svaras. On the one hand, when you did the Halacha, so it was already taken. You can't go back. You can't take that which was taken. On the other hand, maybe the svaras that apostles. Halacha Shalai Beregel. Is it apostles? Is it not apostles? In any case, the Rashan to his koinim is Maimid Marocho Mul Marocho. When discussing the din of Ben Beseiro, not the din of Ben Beseiro, but it's the din that Ben Beseiro speaks about, which is Yachsa V'Ikmo, is by Psulim Shenikmetzu. Lamaise Ben Beseiro learns out of a pasuk. He's Derushit from Xerxes HaKosas, the Gemara says. Maishno, the Teres Koinim wants to know, not the Teres Koinim, the Rashan of Teres Koinim wants to know, Maishno, that Hoylocha Shaloi Beregel, you cannot go back and do the Gemara says of the coin. You cannot go back and do the halacha biregel if you did the halacha in a way that's invalid. Shaloi biregel. Maishno from the hechsher of Ben Beseiro that Ben Beseiro holds yachsav of yikmots. That's the kasha of the Rash. What is the answer? He says Ben Beseiro says the causes of the Gemara says beos. What's strange? Okay, the Shach of Tai is what he's saying. What's strange about the way he asked the kasha is the kasha should have been much more straightforward. The kasha that the Rash should have been halacha bizar, which you can't go back and do again, kineged, even though theoretically you could walk black the blood and come again. Why not? Halacha that was done ideas is always possible. Passels. Mashengen halacha. Sorry, not halacha, but kmitza bizar can be redone. Mai shno. He should have been maimid zor against Zohar. Over here, Zohar can be undone. Over here, Zohar can't be undone. Kasha would have been that much tighter. Why does he compare? Why does he look for a mandam? It's not even the only mandam. There's a mandam over there that argues. The mandam of Yechanan that holds over there, that Halach Shel Abraham. Why does he have to deal with the psul of Shalai Peregel? Such a strange way of asking a rather straightforward question. The answer would be the same, by the way. That commits Solomai's exists at cost of the Yachs of the Yikmans. That's what Bemisera holds. What's the Pshat in the Rash? A very difficult Rash to understand. I'd like to propose Dvorm Michudoshin Tzadach Pilpul, but just maybe the concept, just to open up the, some of the concepts over here. We were minded, we insisted that Lididan, that you need Halacha. Halacha is not just an arbitrary, in order to get from point A to point B, there's a Seder, Avedis Sadam, Shkita Kabbalah Halacha Zrika. Kineged Zed Mincha, we discussed in the beginning of the parak. Kab Mincha also has Kmitza, Kabbalah B'Klisharis, Halacha, and Aktorah. Those are the four Kineged four, the big four. That's Avedis Sadam, that's Avedis Haktorah of the Kmitza. Lamaisa, there's one big chiluk between the two of them. By Shchita, by the Dala Avedis Shabbatam. Shchita, the first one, Shchita Lava Avedis, can be done by Azor. Kmitza, or let's say by an oif Malika, cannot be done by Azor. It has to be done by a Kohen. It's done with the Kohen's hand. Only the Kohen's hand is Niskadish Lavoida. One explained that very simply. There is no Shchita Lava Avedis. One way of explaining, we said a Shirin Zvachim, that the definition of the shchita is that it's be'etzem, the same ma'isa that's done on a piece of meat on the outside is transposed to be the starting point of karbonis. But be'etzem it's lav avoida. It's lav avoida, it can be done by azar. Malika, or let's say more importantly for us, the kmitza, cannot be done by azar. Lamaisa, if we learn out the psulim, psuli avoida, psuli machsheves avoida, from carbon to mincha, which is the case, the Gemara says, it should have been the same four. So what do you have to say? Like we just said, but the ma'isa malika can only be done by the other shokain. The ma'isa kmitza can only be done by the other shokain. But let's say we were to divide the problem of zor into two, and we'll tell ourselves, like Kivega brings up these two tzadim, that zor is a the ma'isa is possible, a ma'isa of a zor being mekabel dam, being zerik dam is a possible ma'isa. It's not a ma'isa. B, it creates a machil in the avodah, it passes the carbon. If that's true, maybe we'll venture that by kmitza, since lamaisa in marocha, mul marocha, the four avodahs of kmitza of aktorah, connected the four avodahs of dam, there's no passels in the first chelik. The first chelik, which is only the separating the chelik, that's nechal from the chelik that goes on his bear, that is the same thing as you have by carbon. Over there, there's no psul. You want to know why the ma'isa isn't kosher? Because the ma'isa b'yodah shel kohen is necessary. B'yodah shel kohen is necessary for the kmitza. Anything you do, anything the kohen does with his hands, he has to have his hands. A zor's hand is not a kli shoras, it's not a kli avoida. So the ma'isa is posel, but does it posel the carbon? Is it mechal l'avoida? Maybe not. If that's the case, maybe we'll say that if the Rash would have asked a straightforward question, zor to zor, maybe he would have answered that by kmitza, the reason why Ben Becerra holds its kosher is because there's no pastlos. By zor that's melech dam, a zor is mechal, a zor pasels. Mashenkein, a zor that's mekaymis, kmitza is kenegad shkita, it doesn't pasel. It's not mechal l'avoida, in that sense it's doimel shkita. I, the mice isn't good, so don't just do it again. What's the problem? That's why Ben Becerra said what he said. That kasha, maybe the Rash would have been mefalpel to answer. However, if he's asking kasha for my locha shalai beregel, a locha shalai beregel is also not a mechil, not a pasel. So locha shalai beregel just means you didn't do a locha. So why can't it be done again? Because the ma'isa was done, you can't go back. It's too late. You already machshir the carbon in a way that's not supposed to be. So then why should kmitza be different? That kasha already valid kasha. There he has to say it's excessive kasha. Maybe this would be a way of just being miyashu, a very difficult rash, from why he didn't ask the kasha in a straightforward way. We'll add one more piece of information. There's a marit in Kiddushin of Lamed Vov. Those sugyas are talking about all the noshim that are incumbent on only men, on women, which things women are not mukhuyim, mitzaseshes, mangrom, and so on, mila. That's the mission over there in Kiddushin Dav Koftes. In the sugya in Kiddushin of Lamed Vov, there are lists of different things that a woman cannot do. Even smicha, carbon, she can't do avoida. Dabel b'nei Yisrael b'nei Aaron v'lo m'bnei Aaron. So Marit wants to know over there that maybe we'll say that this that Noshim can't do Avoido is not a chilul. Ke'ilu when a Zor does Avoido. When a Yisrael does Avoido, that's a chilul because he's a Zor. Zor is Mechal Avoido. Noshim, Bnei Saran are allowed to eat Truma. They have a din of Kehanim. Maybe they're not Mechal Avoido. It just happens to be the ones that have to serve in the Beis HaMikdash are the males, are the men. So a woman's Maisa is Pasal. Is she Mechal? Does she Pasal? Marit says, what will be the difference? He wants to know. How does the Gemara know? The difference will be, he says, if an Isha does Kmitza, Yachzav Yikmatz. That means that the Marit Nemzon, the Marit assumes that the reason why there's no Yachzav Yitzmatz, according to Chacham, not like Ben Beser, is because, not because of Kremitz Fishirayim, is because it passes the carbon. So maybe he wants to know, who says Noshim Mechal Lavoidim? Maybe they're only just that the mice is not good. But the Nafkamina of that would be that over there the Chacham would behold like Ben Beser. That's just a tosefis onto what we were talking about before in how to understand Taka the Dinim of the Chacham and Ben Beser.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for Halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.